On the Big Breakfast catch-up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, Dennis Cometti dissects what's going on at the West Coast Eagles.
And we asked, how did you fulfil your family member's last wish?
And why is the town of Vincent trying to slow us down to 40 k's an hour?
Save time with the Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Oh, what a beauty.
Talking footy with Dennis Cometti.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Den, welcome back, mate. Good to see you.
Nice to be back.
Oh, Den, Eagles lost two in a row. Do we need our big players back? Can we not operate without Kennedy and Darling?
The good thing about that loss was it's a long time ago. Seems like last year, doesn't
Thursday,
it?
Thursday. Yeah,
they
yeah.
have not forgotten it.
No.
I get confused after Thursday football, though. I don't know what day it is for about 3 days. But, yeah, it was a bad loss, wasn't it? I said before the game, actually, funny, because I tipped. We all tip in the paper, don't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And it sort of hangs over you like a cloud. And sometimes you weigh up picking the local team ahead of the other, if it's in doubt, just to live comfortably on the street.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
So as a result, I tipped the Eagles. And then when I got to the game and I was thinking about who was playing, just looking at them, I couldn't see how they could win.
I
couldn't see how they could kick enough goals. It turned out that way. So disappointing, and they've got some injury problems. And I guess when we looked at the season coming in, that was the big question mark, if they stayed fit, because the list isn't that deep. The old adage, whoever said it, I get a lot of sort of kudos for saying this, but it's not mine. A team is only as strong as its reserves. Whoever coined that phrase was a reserve.
Yeah.
We've said that before.
Yeah, you're right.
That is the simplest, most effective thing in football, that saying, because without your best people, you can't succeed. And right now, they've got problems with Darling and Kennedy. Darling is out for the next month, they say, and Kennedy a question mark, as is Barras. So that's the goal-to-goal line, three of them. So, the future doesn't look all that bright in the short term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably a moot point because I'm sure
I was trying to fill a bit of space there too, because at this time of the season we need space filling, don't we?
Yeah,
it's a bit long, a bit wordy.
Nine rounds until the finals.
Oh, yes. No, don't say that.
Sorry, I put that up.
These are the dark days of winter.
Well, this might be what we're talking about. I do find the three or four bye rounds, I do lose my momentum as a fan.
I noticed
and
that.
I know that. Okay. And I know it's not going to change, but do you think it also affects the teams in a detrimental way?
Sometimes, but I think it comes before the bye. Some of them go on the bye before the bye arrives.
Yes.
And some of the games were a little bit tighter than people expected during the bye, because it's sort of a holiday feel, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Guys are sort of looking forward to the break, and as a result, you know how you are, like Tommy is out there today.
Yeah,
planning that holiday.
Phoning it in.
That's right.
You're working on the holiday?
He's not as sharp as he normally is. I looked at him. They were glazed, the eyes.
Sharp as a bowling ball.
Working some deals.
Hey, Den, it's an interesting time. You said that, just to keep it sweet on the street, you went for the Eagles. I was flicking around, driving around on Thursday afternoon. I heard Glenn Jakovich, champion West Coast Eagle, multiple premiership star. He actually said, I'm predicting an upset. You know, he's gone for the Bombers, and he was right. But the Bombers also had to lift. And I saw some of those Eagles diehards in the stands during the coverage, and I went, they're not happy, because this was a very quick turnaround from that incredible 10 in a row.
Oh, yes. But you could see it coming, I think. When you looked at the personnel, I looked at the forward line at one stage during the game when I wasn't broadcasting and Lockie was. Yeah. And the players there, well, it was a good waffle forward line.
Right.
Yeah. There were no big names there, no one who was going to save the game for you. So tough times, and tough times to come still.
Yep.
And depth is the problem for
them.
Big
call for you, Fraser McInnes, to come in and try and be a full
of course. Side. Got the back page too. How would that be?
Yeah.
doesn't play many games, and this is the future.
It's a big step up from East
Perth. I feel it's tough from the boys who have now just realised that they're just a good waffle team.
No. Good waffle team. Now, I'm a waffle man. There's some quality in the waffle, but you need those superstars. And if you're missing two in the same area, then that's tough to sort of overcome.
Falcons had a win on the weekend.
That's right. Yeah. But the big story is that Jeremy Cameron.
True.
Yeah, the Giants. Tom and Jerry. He'll be facing the tribunal. I think that'll go straight to the tribunal. There's no doubt about that. So what did we make of that?
It was quite brutal, Dan. It was like old school. It was like we were playing in the 70s.
Lockett, Ablett, Brereton, Carey, all the names came flooding back, didn't they? But they won't sort of bend over backwards like they did with those guys to get him off, don't think, because his record, he's a recidivist. So as a result, that was a sickening blow. It was a cynical blow and careless, so I don't know how he gets off. And that boy, Harris Andrews, is back in hospital with internal bleeding today. So he was out, then he was back in.
Very serious.
And they've kept him over. So he's a good player too. He's one of the only All-Australian hopes Brisbane has.
Yeah,
I mean, he's playing terrifically well this season. So, and Jeremy, as I say, a recidivist, he's had 11 charges since 2012.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Some
big
of them trivial, but by the same token, I think it's worth 5 or 6 weeks, or maybe 7 to set an example. Because it's a slow-moving morning this morning in football circles, let's give him 7.
Headline. And Brisbane would have been looking forward to Harris making the trip to play the Dockers this weekend. It's not going to happen.
That's right. No, well, that's good for the Dockers, I guess. Bad for Harris.
And a real logjam in the middle of the ladder. It's a very close comp again this year, Dan.
Yeah, people telling me Fremantle can make it. I can't see that. Draw too tough. Brisbane this weekend, they should win that.
Yeah.
Melbourne, Port Adelaide, Essendon, Hawthorn in the next 4 games. So I don't think so. And I suppose we're all on Harley Bennell watch again, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. And in a few weeks, we've got another derby. It could be more interesting than we thought, Dan, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. So let's stand by for all that.
7 weeks, Jeremy Cameron. Dan, it's a big call. It'll make headlines.
No, I don't think so. I think I've sort of got the mood of the meeting pretty well. I was listening to some interstate radio this morning.
Yeah.
They're hanging him. And I'm a hanging judge when they're hanging him.
Good to see you, Dan. We'll talk to you whichever day it feels like Saturday.
Okay, good idea.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
I saw Mum's Last Wish with my brother and sisters yesterday, where we spread her ashes in the water at Burns Beach, which was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Her second last wish was to play this at a funeral. Fly me to the moon. Which was just pretty cool. It was very muggy, very appropriate, and a nice way to start things.
Absolutely, and I can see your face that, you know, it's so lovely that that's a happy memory attached to what is obviously a very sad day.
Yeah, because when we played Louis B. Armstrong's at the end, you know, Wonderful World, I was crying like a baby.
Absolutely.
You saw me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard to fulfill a family member's wish. Sometimes what people ask for is actually pretty hard to achieve, both emotionally and physically.
Can be a challenge, yeah.
But Cynthia is in Bullsbrook. Cynthia, how did you fulfil your family member's last wish?
Morning, guys. So my grandmother died 9 years ago today, actually.
Oh.
And, so a week before she passed, she said to me she wanted me to wear the dress that I wore to my brother's wedding.
Right.
Now, this dress was a Ruth Travis number, so it was a little silky halter neck, low top, low cut. Diamante champagne-y
Right.
So at her wedding, at her funeral, I rocked up in this dress with 2-inch stilettos and, the looks I got from some people because I had to do the eulogy as well.
Yeah,
sure.
But and it was in the middle of winter and it was freezing.
Well, you did it, but you know, I'm sure there would have been a few people wondering what was going on.
Exactly, you know, but that's what she wanted because she loved that dress. And so I wore it for her.
Oh, that's beautiful, Cynthia. I think there should be more dresses that have been bedazzled at funerals.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Oh,
that's okay. Thank you.
That's a great West Australian name there, don't we? Miss Rooftop Edis as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's go to Northlake. Karen, how did you fulfil your family member's last wish?
Morning, guys. My husband's parents were from Aberdeen. They came here in 62. And before his father passed away, he had asked us to take his and his wife's assets. She'd passed about 6 years before, back to Aberdeen in Scotland. So we said, yeah, we'll do that. And we there's all these sort of regulations about how you travel by air with ashes.
Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we were scrupulous. We had all the paperwork. We had the right container. We had it all set up. We had about 11 flights between here and Aberdeen.
Far out. Okay.
And as we're going through Perth Airport, because you have to take the ashes in your carry-on luggage, and they're in my carry-on luggage because husband never carries anything on himself.
Okay.
But we're going through, and they stopped my bag, and I'm like,
uh-oh.
Oh, no. What have I not done? And the girl said to me, oh, there's some scissors in your bag. I went, oh. She said, they're right next to the ashes. And then she looked around and went, oh, I'm really sorry.
Sorry to bring that up.
I said, so you can tell there are ashes in the bag. She said, every time you go through security, they'll know there's ashes in the bag. So we had 10 or 11 flights to do, and every time I knew that they would see the ashes in the bag. But we got to Aberdeen without a hitch, and we got the family together in Scotland because they're all over there.
Yep.
And we scattered them on Aberdeen Beach near where the ballroom was where they met.
Oh, that's perfect. Nice,
good
Karen.
On you, Karen. Yes. Big journey, but worth it in the end.
Worth every minute.
Beautiful completion. Well done, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks for making the call. We appreciate it.
Jeff's in Golden Bay. Jeff, how did you fulfil your family member's last wish?
Okay. Good morning, chaps. It was me, Auntie Kay, famous for her lippy, her nail varnation, always having a cigarette in hand.
Sure.
One of her last wishes were that all the gentlemen at the funeral wore red nail varnish. We all rocked up to the funeral, had to take our shoes and socks off. A team of ladies painted our nails, let it dry, socks and shoes back on, into the funeral.
Oh, very good.
That's great. What a lovely touch. That's nice.
Good laugh as you're doing it too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was sweet. Funny. She was a character.
Yeah, it brings everyone together. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you.
Jeff's been painting his nails ever since.
Absolutely.
Loved it.
He's from Golden Bay. Should be Red Bay.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
I have to tell you that one of the weirdest things about doing some work at the new stadium at the moment is that when you drive around the new stadium to get to the oval in which to park when you're working at the footy,
yes,
there's a road which has crossings for the train station. So they have to have a low speed limit. But the speed limit is 10 kilometres an hour. 10Ks, it feels like you're going backwards. It's so slow.
Okay.
And I was doing 14 once and I got told off.
10 kilometres is just I think that's the speed that automatic cars travel at when you just turn the ignition on.
Yes.
Shopping trolleys go quicker.
Yes.
But I understand why it's there. It's a safety kind of thing. But it's a city of slowdown because there is a push, of course, with the city of Vincent now, a proposal to trial 40K an hour residential speed limits. The police and Road Safety Minister Michelle Roberts is really big on the Vincent plan. They're talking about a really big chunk of our city being down to 40 k's all the time, not just as a school zone.
Okay, because of course you've got that 40 k bit on Beaufort Street, which you know you really do. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but you really do feel it when you drop it down to 40 and sort of, you know, chug along very slowly up towards Walcott Street.
Well, they're now suggesting that the 40K zone will basically travel all the way from Newcastle Street across to Vincent, Guildford Road. It's essentially all of Highgate, all of Northbridge, all of Mount Lawley.
It's a big chunk of the city.
Bit of East Perth.
Yeah.
Like a huge chunk of the city. And, I mean, it says in the article here in the West Today that a push to reclaim car-clogged streets and make them more resident-friendly is what is behind this 40K zone.
Actually, they tried to push this through a couple of years ago and it didn't happen. 2016 was the time they tried to do that.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want to be the person that doesn't care about your kids playing in the street, but I'm just going to say people buy houses in a city and they wonder why there's nowhere for their kids to play. Do you know what I mean? Like the reason that it's called the suburbs with the big backyards and the trampolines and the pools and stuff is because quite often people who have kids move to the areas where they have parks and bigger suburbs and bigger blocks so that they can play safely in the yard. Mount Lawley and the streets around Mount Lawley are car clogged. It's a major area for cars.
You're trying to get a park there.
Yeah, they don't even have their own driveways to park their own cars.
I mean, something that certainly no one could have planned for, I guess, is that how popular those areas have become in terms of people coming to dine out. And so certainly around that Beaufort Street area, you've got people who may have had a few drinks who are walking and dodging cars and whatnot. So it's you do feel like going up Beaufort Street on a Friday night, 40 is probably... It is safer because you don't know who's going to jump out in front of you.
Yeah, and that's true. But I just think for me, I go, it's 40 all the time. Like, is it because the cars are going too fast and it's dangerous around there? Or is it because they want less cars going through?
I would imagine it's the former. Yeah. I think
If you go, we'll drop it to 40 and then people will be inconvenienced by this and they'll find another way around, which will be very challenging because they're basically, it's the whole area.
Yeah, you have to do the rat runs.
But all you're going to end up with is more congestion.
In the actual suburban streets.
In the streets because it's 40K an hour. You're not clearing traffic.
Imagine if they dropped it down to what's around the stadium, down to 10Ks. Like you could live in East Perth and work in West Perth, take you an hour and a half to get to work.
Yes. I don't think there's any way of backing that statement up though, Kimber, in terms of more congestion, because if everyone's going 40, then there won't be more congested. It'll be slower.
Be slower to get through.
Gaps between cars might be like it might just be in Beaufort Street now. It's always a constant line of traffic.
Sure,
because everyone's travelling at 40, it's constant. It doesn't stop.
We need to toot more, like in bigger cities like New York. You know that the ringing sound of New York, somewhere like Manhattan.
Yes.
You hear it in movies.
Yeah.
So it's a constant toot fest.
Well, look, I don't know if there's any data on you know, whether the 40Ks have lessened accidents or, you know, it's hard to sort of, it feels like a bit of a more of the nanny state, but
maybe they
can back it up with hard, you know, evidence.
You know, if it becomes 40K in that whole chunk there, you know that it's going to start growing out. It will become, you know, illegal in all kinds of places.
Yeah.
It'll become right across the state, right across the city, I should imagine, in the busy areas.
Good luck.
Yeah, let's go no speed limits. See what happens.
Like those European highways and the rest of it.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for. All... morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Your girlfriend troubles again.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't you know it? Like, I can't go a week without it. See, now she said she's leaving me because she thinks I'm too obsessed with astronomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what planet is she on?
I like that.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.